Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. We welcome everyone to Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We're glad that you guys joined us, and just tell your friends and your family to join us and share the broadcast out for us, if you will, so others can hear the gospel. And just join us this evening for a time of worship, praise, and preaching the Word of God. And we welcome all of our new Facebook listeners from all over the world and the United States. And the subject for today is the seed of God, Luke 8:5. And just tell all your friends and family to join us tonight. Just go ahead and start calling them and getting a hold of them and telling them to come on and listen tonight. And I believe that they'll be blessed. And we want all the Facebook listeners to post their prayer request in the comments below. I see that we have a caller. Let's get them on. 706, come on in and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, this is Brother Billy Keeler calling from Thorndale Full Gospel Church. How y'all doing?
Doing good. We're blessed.
Amen.
Just go ahead and obey the Lord.
Well, first of all, you know, I got to say that I can't help but testify what the Lord did, because he's worthy of all the praises.
Amen.
And if there ain't nobody that ever really tried the Lord sincerely deep in their heart, now's a good time to do it, because this world ain't going to last much longer. And if
Amen.
You want peace here on this, if you want peace here on this earth, well, you're gonna have to let that seed, Jesus seed, get into your heart. Praise God, and just listen when a preacher gets up and preach or some gospel song, cause there's seeds in them songs too, and preaching is and somebody witnessed to you the true word of God. Just let it touch your heart, and I guarantee you that you would get a whole new meaning out of life. You'd say, wow, how come I didn't have this before? Why'd I wait so long, you know? But, you know, Jesus is right on time. And it don't matter how long you've been away from him, praise God, he don't hold that against you. Because, you know, that's what we're supposed to do, Sister Betty. We're supposed to be sowing the seed, you know. The seed is mustard seed is the very smallest seeds of all. But there's a lot of power behind that seed, you know, praise God. He said if you only had faith as a mustard seed, you can say to that mountain. I'll read here a little bit, 8:4. I started 4 here. So when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spoke a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trampled down, and some fell, so and the ears and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon the rocks, and as soon as it was purged up, it without it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among the thorns, and the thorns spread, sprung up and with it and choked it. And others fell upon good ground and sprung up and brought forth an hundredfold. And when he had thus said this thing, he said, he that has an ear, let him hear. Let him hear. I'll stop right there, Sister Betty, right now. You know, we could go on in these many places, but, you know, I've been serving the Lord for 30-something years. Yeah, it's a long time, but I've not regretted one thing I've done for the Lord. And, yeah, we're going to witness to people, and we're going to try to tell them what Jesus can do, you know, but there's some of them is going to fall by the wayside that, and you can't do nothing to help them because they won't listen, praise God. They got their ears stopped up. But, you know, but we still got to keep sowing them seeds like we're Abraham's seed. We go all the way back when God called on Abraham and told him, go into a far country, praise God. And he said, your seed will be blessed in many years to come, many generations. And we are the seeds of Abraham, praise God, because why? It's because we're still getting blessed today, Sister Betty. God is still healing them today just for the fact that we're Abraham's seed, and we don't want the curses, and we don't have, and we have the blessings up on us, praise God. But we got to keep the faith. We got to hold on that seed of faith, you know. The Bible said faith without works is dead, you know. But, you know, for someone that don't really know how to serve the Lord and don't know how to get in there, well, just open your heart when you hear, said earlier, a gospel song or a preaching or somebody testifying. And before dark falls, I guarantee you, if you're sincere in your heart, let that seed of Jesus get into your heart, praise God, you will have it. Just a little old bitty seed, all it takes. You say, well, do I have to swallow it? No, no, you don't do that. You listen, praise God. Open with your heart and your mind and your ears and all in one accord, and let that seed, and when you hear the word of God, apply it to your heart. And it don't take a whole lot of sermon, praise God. It just, sometimes it just takes one word, or John 3:16. If you'll tell them, say John 3:16, you know, you keep telling them that, praise God, they're eventually going to know what that means, you know. But, you know, that's just another seed of the word of God, you know. He sent his only begotten son into the world, praise God. But we got to have the faith that he give us to go on, you know. And, you know, some of them will fall up on stony grounds, and that is, and spring up and withers away because they lack moisture. And some fell upon thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it, and others fell upon good ground. Praise God. That's what we're trying to do, Betty, Sister Betty, is tell people about the good ground. You take somebody Amen. That wants to go out there and they want to plant some seeds in their garden. Well, praise God, they don't go out there and try to plant seeds without the ground being tilted up first. You can't do that. If you do, they're just going to rip through it and blow away because there's no depth there. You got to plant that seed and pray for the Lord to send rain and water that seed, praise God. And you take someone and go out there and they're going to sow some seeds in the garden. Well, they're not going to sow seeds on that hard ground. They're going to look for that soil that's been turned over, that's been tilted. And then praise God. And that's what we're looking for today. You know, we're looking for that good ground that we can sow a good seed in, praise God, and open the eyes of the blind that's spiritually blind, and open the ears so they can hear and receive. And, you know, Bible said faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. But, you know, sometimes, you know, we got to slow down in life, even today, you know, Sister Betty, and when things come our way, yeah, we're going to go through some troubles and trials. The Bible says that them that endure to the end, the same will be saved. Praise God. And but we got to be a sower tonight. We got to try to our best to sow the seed of faith. Praise God. And you know, we're not going to win them all. We can't get them everywhere, but praise God. But we got to keep on sowing seed, Sister Betty, until we find that fertile ground. Praise God. Until we find that fertile heart. That heart that's sincerely lost. That heart that said, hey, nobody cares about me no more. That heart that nobody said, I ain't got no reason to live no more. And that heart that said, I've tried everything, drugs and everything, and still can't get no rest for my soul. That's the good ground that we're looking for to sow a good seed in, praise God, that we know into a shadow of doubt. That's what happened to me, praise God. When I got right that seed there, and it stuck there, and it growed in the, I tasted of the Lord, praise God. And I found that he was good, praise God, because someone planted that seed in me. And they didn't quit praying for me neither. I was coming a little rough around the edges, but they kept right on praying for me, you know, and they didn't quit. And that's why we need to, each and every one of us, you know, praise God, is to encourage someone. Encourage, don't discourage nobody. This world is full of discouragement already. So what we need to do is uplift someone, even if they're down, and even if we don't know them, but they're still children of God. So what we got to do is encourage them and lift them up and give them the seed of Abraham and give them the seed of God, praise God, and say, hey, praise God, let this seed lodge in your heart, praise God, and it'll grow, and you get more faith, and you get more understanding, and you get more rest in the Lord, and you get more peace of mind, and you can go home, I guarantee you, and sleep like a newborn baby, praise God. That's what the seed of faith will do for you. But you know, and then you know, he's on down there, number 8, at the end there, he says, he that has an ear, let him hear. Let him hear, you know. But you know, some of the disciples there went on down there, and they didn't know what he's talking about. But he said, I had to speak parable unto them, but it are to be so unto you. You are know what I'm talking about. Praise God. Even his disciples, praise God. You know, he had to teach them as he went. Some of them were over and over, like Thomas sometimes, you know, he's a little doubtful, but he come along, you know. And he got one time where Peter got a little bit waver, praise God, but he said, get thee behind me, and he set him straight, praise God. And he didn't hold no grudge against him. He didn't get mad at him, because there at the end, when he was crucified, he told us where his disciples to meet him at. And he said, bring Peter too, praise God. I mean, he loves us each and every one. He's got a big heart for each and every one of us in there. He's not a jealous God. He don't care how poor you are. He don't care what kind of clothes you're wearing, praise God. When you get that seed of faith, put it into your heart, and you come to your right mind, you're going to be like the man at the legion that lived in the tomb, praise God. He come to his mind, praise God. And he was set free, and he got a brand new world. He stepped into a brand new world when all them legions got out of him, praise God, and went into the swines. The swines didn't even want the legions in them. They went and drowned themselves, praise God. But the man got some relief. Why? Jesus come by, praise God. Jesus said, here, let me, you know, Jesus healed a man and cast all them demons out of him and all them legions out, praise God. And you know, you don't have to give up nothing in this life. You don't have to give up your drinking, and you don't have to give up your friends, praise God, because when Jesus puts that seed in your heart, you become a new creature, and you have no desire for the old world. Because there ain't no sense going back into it, because you can't go back to home again once you've gone a few years and expect it to be the same, because it won't be, praise God. And then when you let that seed come in there, you don't have to give that stuff up, because Jesus will take it away from you. Why is that? Because He'll take it away because he got a brand new word to put in your heart. He got a mustard seed. Faith is as little as a mustard seed. To put in there, and that faith will get you healed, praise God. That faith will lead you how to pray for people, praise God. And that faith will lead you and guide you to the promised land, praise God. We've got to keep in mind, praise God, Sister Betty, that we are the seeds of Abraham, and he's been, and that seed don't wear thin, praise God, and it went from generation to generation, and it's still going, praise God. So if anybody's out there and lost and ain't got nothing to live for, do you think? And you feel like you just sitting around the house not doing nothing, you drink and you try to do everything else trying to get some relief. I guarantee you, you won't get no relief like that, praise God. Because I know from experience, I tried that. I tried it for a few years. But when I tasted the Lord Jesus Christ and he planted that heart seed in my heart, I become a brand new creature, praise God. I went home and slept like a baby. And that's the first time I've done it in years because, say, I felt peace and joy. Something. I felt something in my heart that no man could give me. I couldn't get it out of a bottle. I couldn't get it here at none, you know, out of drugs and things. But when Jesus put that seed in there, I knowed it had to be somebody that had a lot of power, you know. But when he put that seed of faith in my heart, praise God, I know that without a shadow of a doubt that somebody more powerful than I had took me to my knees, praise God, and give me a brand new world. But we got to hold on to that unchanging hand, Sister Betty. We got to sow the seed of faith. And we don't want to sow bad seeds because this world is already bad enough. But what we want to do is introduce him to a friend of ours and say, hey, let me introduce you to this friend of mine, praise God. And his name is Jesus, and he'll be right there. He'll send his angels over and watch you while you sleep at night. When you're driving along in your car by yourself, he's got an angel sitting right there with you, praise God. He'll let you know that, hey, I got you. You don't have to worry. You don't have to be alone no more. All you got to have is that seed of faith in your heart, praise God. And you keep that seed of faith and you protect it with all of your might, praise God, because that seed of faith that belongs to Jesus Christ, it's nothing to play games with. It's more miracles and blessings, praise God. It's peace, joy, and everything that comes from above is good, praise God. But you got to have that seed planted in your heart, praise God. And God is still doing it, praise God. I'll turn it back over to you, Sister Betty. That's about all I got to say right now. But God is good. He's a miracle worker. He's a sowing the good seed we are. And let's plant our seeds up on good soil so they'll multiply and bring more, praise God. I'll turn it back over to you, Sister Betty.
Okay. Do you have any prayer requests? Thanks for coming on and helping us there. Do you have any prayer requests?
Yeah, just keep remembering Bonnie's legs. They're getting a lot better in her eyes. I'm about to get back in shape myself, praise God, but I'm still having a little problem with my lungs and my pulled muscles in my back on account of that virus brought back some old wounds, you know, that I had. And I'm not claiming it, though, praise God. I keep moving every day. Every day I'm looking for a miracle, praise God.
Amen.
And if I don't get one myself, my brother or sister, one gets it, I'm still glad of that because it lets me know that the Lord is still working miracles, praise God.
Amen.
And I'll turn it back over to y'all, say I love you. Pray for the church, too. That the Lord will bring them in. I don't know what it's going to take, but I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, thanks for coming on and helping, Billy. 205, come on in and tell us who you are and where you're at.
It's Brother James Miles from Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord, Brother Miles. Go ahead and obey God.
All right, sis, you know, I want
always start out just praise God. Thank you for what he does. Thank God for everything he does, you know. And it's just a great pleasure and opportunity to come on reaching the world for Christ. And, you know, the people out there in this world, they're hurting right now. Because I just heard on the news earlier that they're burning churches and stuff down in Canada. And they, some of the people up there say, burn it all down, burn it all down. See, they don't want this right here. The seed of God is what we're preaching on.
Amen.
And they don't want to hear this because this pricks their heart. It shows them about their sins. It shows them that they have a need of somebody besides yourself and the government, that they have a need of God. And that's what we're preaching on tonight is the seed of God. And I'm going to read over what he read. It comes out of Luke chapter 8. I'm going to start at verse 5. And it says, a sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. Some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And others fell on good ground and sprang up and bare forth 100-fold. And what he had said, when he said these things, he cried, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And his disciples asked him, saying, what could this parable be? And think about even the people following Jesus, and they wanted to know, what did that mean? What's that parable mean, Lord? And he had to explain it to them. And he said, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. So when we're talking about the seed of God, when I'm speaking glory to God, when I'm speaking about the seed of God, I'm talking about the word that's in this old King James Bible right here. The word of God. Because it's the word of God that when it's preached to us, we realize our need for God. When it's preached to us, we realize what God did for us when Jesus died on that cross. We realize he paid a sin debt that we couldn't pay. But he paid it for us, that if we just believe this word, accept it into our hearts, and live that word, then glory to God, we can find true salvation that'll last us for eternity. And it comes with so many fringe benefits, glory to God. It comes with joy, peace, and happiness.
Yes.
Glory to God. You got the loving kindness of God. You got the mercies of God. You got the favor of God, the blessings of God. All of them come when that word of God starts growing in your heart. But see,
yes.
I'm an old country boy. And if I got outside and showed you around, it's woods about everywhere except the fields where we used to grow our gardens all the time. Now, you can't grow a garden like Billy said. You first got to break it up, get that ground pulverized good, lay the rows off, put your fertilizer down, cover it up, come back and plant your plants or your seeds. You ain't done, because as soon as it starts growing, you got to go to plowing it and keeping the weeds and stuff out. Same thing with the word of God, folks. It can go in your heart. But what did he say? He said some of it was planted among thorns, and they sprang up with it and choked it out. Ain't that exactly what happens? Ooh. You get the word of God inside, and you ask God for forgiveness, boom, here comes the devil. Here comes your friends. Hey, come on, I got a case of beer. Let's go out and drink some. I done bought it. Come on. Won't cost you nothing. Yeah, come on, man. Let's go over here and do this and that. Stuff that you don't want to do no more. Because the word of God has convicted you of that. But they'll be there. Old Satan will send them. Glory to God. He'll send every kind of weed that there is to try to choke that back out of your heart. But you know what? If you let that seed grow, that he said it's like a grain of mustard seed. It's the tiniest of all seeds, but it grows up into the greatest of herbs. In other words, it gets bigger and bigger inside you till it pushes all the cares and doubts of this old world out away from you, and you can walk in the fullness and stature of Jesus Christ. You can walk as he walked. You can love as he loved. You can forgive as he forgave. And glory to God, it'll make something out of you that you didn't even think you could be. Praise God. Now I'm going to read over here out of Matthew, I believe chapter 13. I'm going to start by verse 18. And this is where Jesus explains the parable to them a little better. He said, "Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catches away that which was sown in his heart.
Mm-hmm.
This is he which received seed by the wayside." But you heard it. You thinking on it, you know, but it just, you just don't really understand what all that means. That, gee, what do you mean Jesus died for me? For me, I'm nothing. Why would the Son of God die for me? Because of the love of God towards you. That's why. Because you got no other means of faith. Because there's only one thing that lies before you if you don't choose God. And that's the lake of fire burning with brimstone, where you can't die, but you will suffer forever and ever. You'll be in there with old Satan and the fallen angels. You know, a lot of people call them demons, the ones that fell with old Satan, and him being the devil. Well, they're all devils. And they're going to torment the ones that come in there. Because you're stupid enough not to fall for God, and you fell for us. They're going to torment you forever. And plus, you'll be able to look up and see your loved ones in heaven enjoying the riches of God, because the seed that was planted in them took root and grew that you cast away. Glory to God. That's what it's talking about. It said, "But he that receiveth the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receives it." Boy, I loved it. It moved on me. It stirred me. Glory to God. It said, "Yet hath he no root in himself. He dureth for a while, for when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he's offended." Yeah. Been on that road too. Got saved, wanted to tell everybody. Went to work. Start telling them people at the trailer plant, "Well, you need to come to Jesus." I tell you what, boys, I ain't never felt this good. I ain't never felt this free. I ain't never slept this good.
Amen.
I woke up this morning with joy on me. And they'll go to cussing you, telling you a glory to God. They don't want to hear it. They won't receive it. They'll mock you. They'll make fun of you. While I remember a week ago, you was cussing worse than me. While you was this and you was that. I said, "That wasn't me. That's that man that died. He raised up a new one in me now." Glory to God. You see, people don't understand that there's a change come when the seed of God is planted in your heart. That seed will grow if you'll start fertilizing it and keeping the weeds pulled out and getting the rocks out of the way. Glory to God. That's the reason the Bible says he take our stony heart out and give us a heart of flesh, because it can't grow on the rocks. That's exactly what Jesus is saying right there. It can't grow on the rocks. Glory to God. He said, "He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful." Oh, man. Boy, we got enough of that today. Hey, people will get out, and they'll be churchgoers for 30 years. Boy, I mean, they're churchgoers. And they go buy them a boat or something, and you don't see them the rest of the summer. Well, I got to use my boat.
Amen.
I bought my boat. I got to go. Or I bought a new motor on. Me and my wife want to travel. We'll come to church when we get through and get back after summer's over. Or we're going to Florida and stay where we can go to the beach every day for a month. Then we'll come back and go to church. But that seed of God that's in you, friend, it don't matter where you go, that'll eat at your heart. because it wants fed.
Amen.
It wants more of the feed of God put inside you. You want to hear the word. Glory to God. You want to be enriched in the word. And the Bible says, study my word to show yourself approved. That just lets God know that you hunger after that seed, that you hunger for it to grow, for your soul to prosper in God, not in the things of the world. All this down here is going to burn up, folks. I don't care what you got, how much you put together, it's all going to burn. Glory to God, because this earth going to be cleansed, purified. Hallelujah. Every sin, everything we built is going to be gone, because most of them built in sin. And that stuff's going to leave this earth. He said, but he that receives seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it. You understand your need for that word. Glory to God. And hallelujah. Which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100, some 60, and some 30-fold. People,
amen.
In a minute out of here, I'm going to get to where I'm going to tell you about that 100 and 60 and 30, because a lot of people is preaching stuff that shouldn't be preached anymore, that they've perverted the word of God, and they get on TV and preach that stuff, and they use these parables, but they're just completely wrong in what they're trying to bring to people. But here's what, if you think the word of God is not important in your life, that you don't have to have and live that word of God like that. Well, let me read what it says here in John 12, starting at verse 44. Jesus cried and said, he that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he
Amen.
That seeth me, seeth him that sent me. Now he's telling me, I've come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And he's saying, you know, he was the word of God made flesh, folks. He is the word of God. He is the seed of God. It's Jesus that grows in our hearts. It's Jesus and faith in him that cleanses us, purifies us, and makes us holy.
Amen.
Like he is. Because he comes inside and he lives through us and in us. That's how you live holy. Glory to God. And it said this right here. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. That's why you need the word of God in you. That's what
Amen.
He said. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. What about, you see, the word that you reject, the word that the world's trying to do away with today. They don't need it. They don't want it. We're in their way. And they don't know
Amen.
How bad this world needs the word of God. I'm going to prove it to you. There is no division in the body of Christ. We're all the same. We're all equal. He sees all of us the same. Big,
Amen.
Little, short, fat, skinny, tall. It don't make him no difference. Black, white, yellow, red, it don't make him no different. He sees us all the same. We're all part of the body of Christ. And if we all had the word in us, we would understand there's no difference in us. And there wouldn't be no such a thing as racism or color, or you worried about what color I am. You'd worry about what was right in here. You'd worry about what's in my heart, because that makes the man. Not the color of his skin, not what who he serves. You either serve this world or you serve God. There's not but two choices. It's hell or heaven. And it's the world or it's Jesus. And that's all you can have, friend. You can't break it
Amen.
Up, make it nothing. But he said that word would be what would judge you. Do you have it in you? Do you not? Glory to God. He said, for I've not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. That's the word of God. It's life everlasting. And whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. So you think about, if you want to hear from God, you need to read this Bible. If you got a
Amen.
Situation going on in your life and you need to hear from God how to handle that situation, you need to read your Bible. If you've got problems in your life or in your marriage or with your children, and you don't know how to solve it, you need to read this Bible. There's an answer to every question you've got. There's an answer to every problem this world's got. There's an answer to the problems in America today. If we read this Bible and we would talk about being set free and having our liberties and all the things we're supposed to have, because it says, who the Son or the Word has set free, he's free indeed. Glory to God.
Amen.
We wouldn't be bound up down here on this old junk where they look on me because I'm a different skin color and hate me. Glory to God. We're supposed to be about love, not hate. And when the Word of God is... Let hate lead you, people. It'll leave you. America, you need this. Listen to me today. We've got to get back to the Bible. You've got to get back to the foundation that this nation was founded on. You've got to get back to the Word of God, the seed of God growing inside you. Praise God. And here's what it says in Romans 10. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they've not believed? You can't call on somebody if you don't believe in them. You got to believe in all of them, and if they're there to help you, or why would you call on them? Why are you going to call the police? They want to defund them. There won't be nobody to call in. They break in your house. You just have to ball up a ball. Hope they don't shoot you. That's all you can do. Glory to God. But see, we got somebody we can call on. We got Jesus.
Amen.
But how are they going to call on him if they've not believed? Glory to God. How should they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? For this I come today. I ain't nobody except a child of God. And in his eyes, it makes me somebody. In yours, I may never be nothing. That's okay. But I'll tell you this. I come to preach the Word of God to you today and tell you this is the healing that America needs. This is the sad that needs to be put on the doors that's been dividing our country. We shouldn't worry about politics. We're going to worry about salvation. Because if we get salvation, politics won't matter no more. You hear me? Politics won't matter no more. Glory to God. Because we can agree on stuff then. Because we start out working together and we look to the Father for the answer. We don't look to Washington because they're going to lie to you anyway, folks. They always have, no matter who's in office. And it goes on. It says this here, how shall they preach except they be sent? I got to be sent of God or I can't do nothing. And that's
amen.
True.
Amen.
How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things.
Amen.
He's talking about how beautiful are your feet. He's saying because they're bringing you to people to tell them the good news, that if you will just take that stone in places out of your heart, till that ground up, make it ready, and let the seed of God grow in there, there is things that you don't know. There are things that you can't know that will be revealed to you by the Spirit of God. Because when that seed grows up and pushes all that dirt and filth out, and you keep that ground tilled and the seeds, oh glory to God, them weed seeds and brush and stuff get out of your heart, that's sin. Then glory to God, go to revealing things to you. He'll go to talking to you through this word. You'll get to reading it, and you may have read it 100 times, and all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, I ain't never read this before. I must have missed that, because he's revealing new things to you all the time. That's what the Word of God does. It's a living word, and if it lives in you, then God lives inside you. And glory to God.
Amen.
Ain't time to hate one another. You'll be too busy loving everybody. Glory to Jesus. He said, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith, that did it, somebody that sees faith brings you Jesus. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the Word of God. Everything comes back to the Word of God so far. Because without the Word of God, there's nothing to bring you to Jesus. But today, glory to God, I don't get to this because I told Sister Betty I had to. And I may be going long-winded, but Brenda told me that years ago. I never did believe her and just kept preaching anyway. But glory to God, I feel good. But here's what's happening today. That same parable we read, parable of the sowers, they get on TV today. And one of them, I know, if y'all look it up, the richest preachers in the world, go to YouTube, you'll find it. I did. One of them worth $700 million, a preacher now. But he'll beg y'all to send him money. Send me your seed money, and God will multiply it, and he'll send it back to you, some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. That ain't what the Bible said. He said the seed that was sown is the word of God. The word of God is the seed of God. That's what he wants the preachers to sow. It's not about prosperity, good folks. It's about salvation. It's about getting right with our Creator.
Amen.
It's about telling our Lord, thank you, Lord, for forgiving me. Thank you, Lord, for dying for me. Thank you for taking my place on that old rugged cross. Thank you for taking my sins and carrying them and nailing them up there and getting rid of them forever. As soon as that word come in my heart, they were gone because I turned to you. And here's what the Bible said about them. This is in Galatians, first chapter, starting at verse 6. It said, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Boy, don't that sound like today. Which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Well, let's get into one of my favorite subjects. What about all these new Bibles? Every one of them is different. All the words are different. They take verses out and just add different words in. And all. But you see, you can't change this. The word of God is settled forever in heaven. When it was spoken, it's still the same today. If it tells you that sin is wrong, sin is wrong. If it tells you that homosexuality is sin, it's still sin today. Glory to God. I'm not going to back up. Take me off here if you got to. I'm not going to back up. I'm going to tell you the truth in God. There's not but one gospel. There's not but one word of God. And every bit of it, I'll tell you the same thing. Sin is sin. It was then. It is now. It will be tomorrow.
Amen.
That's what you can't stand today. The seed of God comes in and it reveals your sin. That's why you turn from it. That's why you run from it. Run to it and be free from that sin. Don't have stuff that you're ashamed of in your life. Glory to God. You got a chance to get rid of it right now, today. But though we are an angel from heaven preaching another gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. And they will be, folks. They will be. They come on TV and want to sell you bottles of their holy water, sell you their green prosperity handkerchiefs. If you'll send me so much money, I'm going to pray for you because I've seen you fix to come in to a lot of money. I've seen them form letters from one of them big-time preachers. Yes. And they're all fake. They're all phony because when they get to doing stuff like that, they're out of this right here. That ain't in their heart no more. They're only interested in one thing. That's what they put in that bank account. I got news for you. My bank account's not here. My bank account's up there. And I'm trying to fill it up today. Hallelujah. Glory. I don't worry about this down here. God takes care of this. But I'm the one that's got to put up my storehouse in heaven. I'm the one that's got to fill it up. I've got to live the word. Because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians that them that preach the gospel must live by the gospel.
Amen.
You want to listen close. When you accept the word of God, you live the word of God. You walk the word of God. You talk the word of God. You show the word of God. You show Jesus in all that you do that this world might be saved. Glory to God. This is what we need, America. Forget about getting somebody else in office. You need Jesus in your heart. You need to come back to the old way. You need to get back and seek the bad that was good enough for your great-grandpa and grandma, your grandma and grandpa. Glory to God. That was good enough for them. That was good enough. We didn't have school shooting when I was growing up. Why? Why? Why, preacher, why? Because we prayed every morning. Because they had us remember verses and quote them in class. We had God. We had teachers that loved us and prayed for us. And glory to God, we had Sunday school teachers that cared about us. If we weren't in church, they wouldn't know why. Is he sick? Is something wrong? That's what we need, folks. Get back to the old-time way of doing things.
Amen.
I'm going to read just a little out of the book of James, and I'm going to shut it down. I know it probably went too long already, but it comes out of the first chapter of James, start at verse 21. And it says, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness. Now listen to how I say this. The engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. The engrafted
Amen.
Word. That means it's put on the inside, folks. It's written on your heart. When you take the seed of God, which is the word, and it goes inside, he writes that in your heart. The walls are your tabernacle. And it'll be in that from then on. When you accept him and that word comes in and it brings you to Jesus, it'll always be in you. Glory to God. You can't get rid of it. You may not obey
Amen.
It, but it'll be that. And here's what it says.
Amen.
But be ye doers of the word and not hearers
Amen.
Only, deceiving
yes.
your own selves. For if any mm-hmm. be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, in a mirror. For he beholdeth himself, combs his hair, fixes his eyebrows, whacks the mustache down a little bit, you know, do all the things. It said, and straightway he forgetteth what manner of man he was. Till you forget about what's supposed to be on the inside, what shows. That's what people don't understand. I don't have to be pretty. I don't have to be this and that. I don't have to dress in the finest clothes, eat the best restaurants to be somebody. I just have to have Jesus. I just go, hallelujah. See, when you see me, you see a smile. See somebody that's happy. That's because I know the Lord. That's because I do the word. I don't just hear it. Glory to God. Don't just hear this, but they do it. And it says, whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, which is the word of God that sets you free, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Now that's what it says, folks. You can walk this earth, glory to God, as many are, and they go to church. They're religious people, but they got a song out saying religion's not working anymore. It's just the true believers
Amen.
Don't get into it anyway. It's not them that
right.
well, every time somebody gets prayed for, they 15 run up behind them, lay their hand. It's the believers that come up there that gets the prayer through.
Amen.
It's the ones
Amen.
That live the Word of God. It's the ones that walk the Word of God. It's the ones that won't back up from the Word of God. And I'm telling you, there's going to be people
Amen.
Come against me. I know it. And I'm ready. If they take my life, they just send me to heaven. That's all they can do. The Bible said, don't fear
Amen.
That can kill your life. Fear the one that can kill your life, and it take your soul and cast it into hellfire. Now, I'm scared of him. I'm not going to let him down. He didn't let you and me down. He died on that cross. He wasn't
nope.
going down. All them angels he could have called, and one could have got him down. One could have killed everybody around him and got him down. But he had legions of angels. That was ready. That one word, if he'd have spoke it, he'd have come down, and we'd probably all be dead. But he didn't. Why? Because he loved you. Why? Because he knowed he had a recipe in this book right here that could save your soul. If you just let the word of God come in you, if you start reading, glory to God, in the book of Matthew, read through the New Testament, and you get down and pray about what you've read, and see if there ain't some of it stuck in your mind and in your heart. And it's glory. It'll want to bring you to Jesus because it'll bring you to tears knowing how you've let him down, knowing how you threw him away over the years, how you've had all this time that you could have been serving him. And that's the one thing everybody I've ever talked to said, I just wish I'd have done it sooner. I just wish I'd have come to God sooner. I missed so many years I could have served him. That's what God means to me. What, my friend, does he mean to you today? The word is the seed. Well, the seed of God has been sowed today. What are you going to do with it? What kind of ground is it falling in? Is it falling by the wayside where people just trod it underfoot because you threw it down because you didn't understand it good? Is it falling among the rocks? You ain't got no root in you. It springs up and it just dies because you can't stay with it. You're one of them quitters. You start something, but you can't finish it. Glory to God. Are you one of them that you've got so many cares of this world and so many worries and troubles on your mind that you don't believe God's big enough to take care of them, so you just let it choke the word out of you? Or are you one of them that comes with a true and a humble heart, broken, repenting before God? Because that's the only time he's going to hear you anyway. That's the first time he'll hear you, a sinner, is when you cry out to him to forgive you. And you let that seed of God start growing in you. Glory to God. Your life will change forever. Glory to God, said forever. Because forever is what we inherit through the blood of Jesus Christ, by the word of God. Hallelujah, God. We can multiply that word. It'll grow in us, and we can share it out in this world. You don't have to be a preacher to share the word of God with people. All you got to do is be a disciple of Christ. Follow after Jesus. Glory to God. And he said, you know, not many days hence, you receive the Holy Ghost. If you truly clean that field up, get the weeds and stuff out, and let that seed start growing, you're fixing to get the Spirit of God down inside your soul. That's power.
Yes.
That's power. Where if the devil, they bring one into church, and they're full of devils, and if they, you know what it is, you feed it your soul, you can go up and lay hands on them, and you've got all authority to tell it to get out and go back to hell where it came from. And it will have to get out. I've seen it done where you see the little black things run through the church and go out the door.
Yep.
It's real, folks. It's real. I'm not one of them old men that comes up and loves to tell stories. I'm telling you something I saw. I'm telling you something about a little young boy I seen. He come up, he had five devils in him. But when he left that church, he was loving God and praising his name and feeling normal. Glory to God. And that's what the word of God can do. The word of God's not just the word. There's power in it. What did Jesus say the devil was doing? I'm in a preaching mood. Y'all forgive me if I go too long. But praise God, I'm in one of them moods today. I thought about how the Satan got whooped so bad. When Jesus had fasted 40 days and nights in the wilderness, after he was baptized in the River Jordan of John, and he went out, and the devil come and tempted him after he fasted while he was at his weakest. And every time the devil had tempted him, Jesus would quote the word of God at him. And old Satan finally had to run off and leave him alone because the word of God's got power in him. If you don't know it, and Satan comes your way, guess what, friend? You'll be deceived. Guess what? You'll probably fall. And if you get back up, it'll be by the grace and help of God. It'll be because you started believing in the Word. Today, I just ask you, don't let this fall by the wayside. And don't let it lay on a rock. Don't let the thorns and stuff in this life choke it out. Be the good ground. Let it grow. Let it prosper. Because it'll prosper you more than anybody else. It'll prosper you. And I love you. Until next time I get to come, I just hope everybody on here, everybody out there that listens, sees it. What I hope you're blessed by God more than you ever have been, and the word grows in you till it is so strong that Satan is scared and has to walk a mile around your house every time he passes. Until next time, love y'all. Give it back to you, Sister Betty.
Praise the Lord. Good word there. We appreciate you coming on and helping. 706, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
Hello, brother. Sister Betty, how you doing? This is Brother Willie from Barnell, from Barnell Full Gospel Church in Barnell. God bless you.
We're going to have Tim to come around and sing one song, and then we're going to get you to obey God.
Go ahead, sister.
Praise the Lord.
For the rain and shine both at the same time, blessed and the deacon at Hebrew vines in the fertile field, fair and plain. Lord, I'll go in your name, rainbow or plow. Show me how, plant the seeds and pull the leaves. Pull the living water and life and find our rain and shine. Lord, I want to be a blessing to the dry and thirsty souls. Pouring out your love and letting forgiveness flow. Weary hearts will be endured. without refreshing water. Child will come from you and hear the best so you can hear. All the rain and shine both at the same time. A blessing that I think can ask you to provide in the fertile field, every plain. Lord, I'll go in your name, rainbow our cloud. Show me how to plant a seed that pulls the weeds. With the setting water and life divine, I'll rain and shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Someone may be watching, walking home tonight. If one little candle can light the way, and love can be the way. Bring your love to keep my heart aglow, I can get ready and fall. All the rain and shine both at the same time. A blessing and a beacon as you provide to the fertile field, fair and plain. Lord, I'll go in your name, grateful or proud. Show me how to plant a seed and pull the weeds. With the living water and life divine, I'll rain and shine. With the living water and the life divine, I want the rain and shine.
Brother Willie, go ahead and thank God.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank God, praise the Lord for the opportunity once again. Thank God for you, Sister Betty. Thank God for the radio. Amen, praise the Lord, and be able to praise God and glorify God because God is good. Amen, praise the Lord. He's worthy to be praised. You know, we owe him so much. We owe him so much. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, a lot of times people think they got all this something, but you know, we owe him everything. You know, thank God for what he done for us, because no way that we could repay. There ain't no way that we can repay what he done for us. Amen, praise the Lord, because amen, praise the Lord, he died for us, he loved us, he cared for us, and amen, praise the Lord, he made a way, praise the Lord, for us, amen, praise the Lord, to come to worship and praise him. Amen, praise the Lord. And we're coming to read in the Bible, in the book of Acts, chapter 8, and I'm going to start in verse 4. And it's a part where the soul and the soul, amen, praise the Lord. And we read in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. It's, and when the much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spoke by a parable. And verse 5 says, the sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was thrown down, and the force of the air devoured it. And some fell upon the rock, and some, as it was spring out, it withered away because it lacked moisture. Then some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung out with it, and killed it. Another fell on a good ground, and it sprung up and bare fruit in 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that had ears, he let him hear. In verse 9, he said, and his disciples said to him, saying, What might this parable be? And he said unto you, it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to others and parables, the seeing they may not see, and hearing they might not understand. Amen, praise the Lord. And we know that Jesus Christ comes and speak parables a lot of times. Amen, praise the Lord. A lot of times the people have different ideas of what the parables are. Amen, praise the Lord. But I believe the parables are examples of heaven, examples of God, examples of Jesus. Amen, praise the Lord, what he come for, amen, praise the Lord. And so when Jesus, amen, praise the Lord, he come into this world, amen, praise the Lord. And he sent, amen, praise the Lord, people to sow the seed, amen, praise the Lord.
And it's, and some of them, praise the Lord, and what it is the word of God, and praise the Lord, and you know, and that's what we got to do, and praise the Lord. I know the Bible talks over and over and over about talking about a seed, and praise the Lord, and you know, and the good way, and some ways and other ways, and praise the Lord, you know, what the Bible says, and praise the Lord, whatever we sow, we're gonna reap, and what is the good or bad things, and praise the Lord, but in this situation. And then, praise the Lord, he describes, and then, praise the Lord, and he explains to the disciples what does he mean, and then, praise the Lord, by the parable, to sow the soil, and then, praise the Lord, but, so God wants for us to understand, you know, a lot of times, you know, I was preaching here for about, I think, you know, 2-3 months ago on this parable. A lot of people don't understand, and then praise the Lord, if a people has never planted seed, if a people has never, and then praise the Lord, have a garden or have a farm, maybe they don't understand, and then praise the Lord, what he's talking about, and then praise the Lord, that what he's talking about in this scriptures, and then praise the Lord, and for us to plant the seed, for us to speak to people the word of God. When we talk to somebody, when we talk to a person that's loud, and we tell them about Jesus, we're planting a seed, and then praise the Lord. We're planting the seed, we're planting the word of God in their hearts, amen. And a lot of people say, well, what is this? Amen, praise the Lord. We talk to them, and we tell them what God has done for us, and we tell them what God can do for them, and we explain them about the plan of salvation, amen, praise the Lord. And what we do, we're planting the seed. We tell them, praise the Lord, and a lot of people say, well, I don't want to hear that. And a lot of people get mad at you because you tell them about Jesus. But, you know, I learned something. Every time that somebody get mad at you because you talk to them about Jesus, it's not because they don't like it, because they really do something onto their heart. They really, the seed begin to grow. They begin to do something, and they praise the Lord. Because every time you say something to them about Jesus, and they praise the Lord, the people get mad. And you know, I know that for experience, because that's what I used to be. People tell me something about Jesus that I don't want to hear. But right in my heart, I say, I want to hear what they say. I want to know more. I want to know what they're talking about. So sometimes I just get over and go back and say, what were you telling me about Jesus? You know, amen, praise the Lord. So I know how it is, amen, praise the Lord. When people get mad, I know a lot of people say, well, I don't like to talk to people about Jesus because they get mad. Let me tell you something. When they get mad, you do something good. And something is working on them. And something is happening, amen, praise the Lord. Amen. And that's where we got to continue talking to them, amen, praise the Lord. I believe when Paul was stoned to Stephen, I believe the anointing, I believe that the God is dealing with Paul. It's why Paul was so angry. It's why Paul was so mean, because the Spirit of God was working on him, amen, praise the Lord. Amen. And especially, Lord, when Paul went, when Saul went, and he got the garments of Steve, and he was holding the garments while the other soldiers was beating on him. And then, praise the Lord, for them, he made a mistake when he was touching the garments of Steve, because this is where the anointing got on him. And God began to put conviction upon him. Amen, praise the Lord. And when God knocked and found on the horse, and found knew who Jesus was, because he said, who are thou, Lord? Who are thou, Lord? Amen. He knew who Jesus was. He knew what he was doing, because God is already, that he was dealing with him. And that's the same situation. And sometimes when God is dealing with people, they get worse. So if they're sinners, they're mean, they're hateful, they get worse before they get better. Amen, praise the Lord. So that's Lord, and I know, and that's what I believe, and that's what I preach. I tell people, when somebody's mean to you, when your neighbors is mean to you, it's because God is working on them. Don't give up. Don't give mad at them. Love them. Show them that God loves them. And talk to them, my God, amen. Amen, because God is working on them, amen, praise the Lord. And the more we talk to them, I know the meaner they're going to be, or meaner they're going to give. And praise God. God is working on them, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what we got to do. Amen. We got to plant the seed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ. The word of God is the seed. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we plant the seed. Amen. And that's going to grow. Praise the Lord. We got to work the ground. You know, I plant the garden every year, and not before I plant the garden, I till it 2-3 times. Amen. Every time the rain, I go and till it, work the ground a little bit. And that's what we got to do. We got to work the ground. We got to be examples unto people. We got to live right before people. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we begin to tell them about Jesus, because people know that something we are different than them. Not better than them, but we are different than them. We got something that they don't have. They don't hear us call. Amen. They don't hear us say things, amen, praise the Lord. And they know that we're something different about us, amen, praise the Lord. Like I said, we don't need to be better than them, because we can be different than them. That we don't curse like they curse. We don't do the things they do, amen, praise the Lord. We don't participate, amen, praise the Lord, on dirty jokes and dirty things, amen, praise the Lord, because we are different people, amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, we got to plant the seed. We got to, amen, praise the Lord, every time that we talk to somebody, amen, praise the Lord, and we can go and tell them that God loves them. You know, I said this right here many times because I believe it works, and I know it works, amen, praise the Lord. When you tell somebody God loves them, amen, praise the Lord, amen, praise the Lord, or God bless them, amen, praise the Lord, that's a big thing for a lot of people, amen, praise the Lord, because they never heard that. When you bless them, they say, oh, man, they ain't nobody blessed me before. Amen, praise the Lord. What they use the word, but it's a powerful word that we can tell them. Amen, praise the Lord. But I will read right here in verse 10. And he said unto you, it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, the thing they might not see and hear they may not understand. In verse 11, now the parable of these, the seed is the word of God. The seed is the word of God, amen. It says, those by the wayside are they that hear, then come the devil and take away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Now you see, and that's how that's why it's important, amen, praise the Lord, for us to make sure, amen, praise the Lord, and when we preach the word of God, when we minister the word of God, we can pray, we can see God, we can read the Bible, amen, the anointing will be upon us, amen, praise the Lord, because, amen, amen, when we give the word of God, amen, praise the Lord, the people will receive it, amen, praise the Lord, and they come to the altar, and because, once again, as many times the people leave the church and without being saved, amen, praise the Lord, and they go back to do that old things they used to do, and the devil will steal the word of God from them. The devil will take the seed, amen, praise the Lord, amen, praise the Lord, and put some else in that, amen, praise the Lord. Therefore, we got to work the ground. We got to work the farm, amen, praise the Lord. We plant the seed, amen, praise the Lord, hallelujah, so we can tell them, you know, that God loved them, what it's able to do. There's a lot of people there. Amen. I used to, you know, when I got saved, I used to think that everybody in America knew the gospel. I thought everybody knew about Jesus. But there's many people that has never heard about Jesus. There's a lot of people, 30, 40, 50, 60-year-old, they never been in church, amen, praise the Lord. And they need to know, they need to hear about Jesus. They need to know that Jesus Christ died for them, amen, praise the Lord. And we got to plant the seed. We got to tell them, amen, praise the Lord, what God has done for them, amen, praise the Lord, what he's done for us, amen, that he delivers from situations, amen, amen, praise the Lord. And go through all these things, amen, praise the Lord, because God is so good, God is so real, amen, praise the Lord. As I say, only thing that he wants for us to do is to plant my seed. Amen, praise the Lord. Once again, plant the word of God, amen, praise the Lord, because the word of God got to be planted. They got to be, we are a candle. We are a candle. We got to light the candle. Let the old man to see, amen, praise the Lord, the candle alight, amen, praise the Lord, because what is the candle? The candle is the Spirit of God that is in us, amen. Let the people see, amen, praise the Lord, the light. Let the people see, amen, praise the Lord, that Jesus Christ lives in us, amen, praise the Lord, and we can do things. We can do mighty things, amen, amen, praise the Lord, and we can do things, amen, praise the Lord, for God, and this, because that's what we're here for. You know, a lot of people think, well, I'm here, I'm saved, and that's all I got to do. No, we got a job to do. Everybody, not just the preachers, not just the Sunday school teachers, not just the singers, and for every Christian, God's job to do, amen, praise the Lord, to tell somebody about Jesus Christ, but to sow a seed, amen, praise the Lord, and tell them what God has done for us, because the Bible says, amen, praise the Lord, amen, praise the Lord, that we got to testify. We got to tell people what God has done for us. There's so many people bound by alcohol, so many people bound by drugs, so many people bound by all these things. Amen, praise the Lord. And they've been in church all their lives, but they don't know that God is able to deliver them from that. Amen, praise God. They don't know that God can deliver them from alcohol. They don't know that God can deliver them from drugs. They don't know that God can deliver them from, anything, amen, praise the Lord, because there's not been priests there. There's not been priests, amen, praise the Lord, that they're then to be saved, and after they get saved, they think everything is fine. But no, God is going to have to work on us. We're going to have to let God work on us every day, daily. Amen, praise the Lord. We got to get on the Word of God. We got to read the Bible daily. We got to eat, amen. We got to eat it. It's like John the Revelator today. Amen, praise the Lord. The angel of God told him to eat the Word of God. He said, oh, there was food that coming down. But when they got to his stomach, he said, there was sour. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's what it is. Amen, praise the Lord. That's good when we eat it, praise the Lord. But we don't have to pay the price if we when we leave it. Amen, praise the Lord. We're going to have to come out from on the world and be separate people. Amen, praise the Lord. And we got to be holy, Lord, so people can see, amen, praise the Lord, that God is real. Amen, praise the Lord. Oh, a lot of people, amen, praise the Lord. A lot of people there that are trying to preach the gospel, amen, praise the Lord, with a cigarette in their hand, amen, praise the Lord, and their Bible in the other hand, amen, praise the Lord, amen, praise the Lord, they live like the devil, amen, praise the Lord, and they still got one, amen, but we got, amen, praise the Lord, this. The gospel has been, amen, praise the Lord, has been prostituted. The gospel has been sold out, amen, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, because the people out there, amen, they want to make money, amen, praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. God give us the word of God free, and he wants for us to give it to people free, amen, praise the Lord. I just thank God that he didn't cost me nothing when I got saved. He didn't cost me nothing because I couldn't buy nothing, amen, praise the Lord. But he saved me. He delivered me, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what he would do for anybody. He would do it. He done it for me. He would do it for anybody, amen, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen, praise the Lord right here. Amen, praise the Lord. And 11 say. Luke 8:11 said, now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. And those by the wayside, or they hear, then come the devil and take away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They got to be saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, in verse 13 saying, they on the rock, or they which when they hear receive the word with joy, and these have no root. Ruth, which for a while believed, and in time of temptation, and fall away. Why? And that's what God wants for us to be rude. He wants for us, you know, the Bible says in the book of Psalms 1:3, it says to be planted by the river of water. I mean, praise the Lord, we can root down. We got to be a tree. We are like a tree, you know. In wintertime, we see the trees, especially in the south, we see a lot of trees that's dried out. Look like the dead trees. They no leaves on it. They nothing on it. Amen, praise the Lord. But that don't mean that we're grown. You know, in wintertime, the trees grow down under the ground. They grow down. You go out there and you see the ground cracking in wintertime. You know what it is? The roots has grown. Because they get it grounded, the tree is grown down and the ground to get strong. Amen, praise the Lord. And because when springtime comes, when summer comes, amen, praise the Lord, the leaves will be and come, everything to be turned green. Amen, praise the Lord. They'll be able, amen, praise the Lord, be able to carry the weight. The green leaves, the leaves, and the branches, and everything, and that's what God wants. And the storms, you know, when the storm comes, amen, praise the Lord. The trees that they move up and down, all the way down, amen, praise the Lord. And they be able, amen, praise the Lord, to stand the storm. And that's why they grow down, they root down. And that's what God wants for His people, amen. As we hear the word of God, we say, amen, praise the Lord. We can be root down on the word of God, amen, praise the Lord. A lot of people think that they can go from church to church because they don't like the preacher, because they got on, well, people call the God on their doors, or because they preach on them, or because they rebuke them, and they go to whatever. Let me tell you something. We are like a tree. Amen, praise the Lord. You got to be planted somewhere. If you go from church to church, amen, praise the Lord, because you don't like things, amen, you will never grow. You will never root down. You will never hit no roots.
Amen.
Amen, praise the Lord. That day will come, amen, praise the Lord, and he will destroy you. But once again, I say, amen, praise the Lord, when this storm comes, the tree is strong, amen, praise the Lord. It doesn't matter how strong the wind, the storm will come, amen, praise the Lord. Maybe they break a branch, maybe they break a leaf and everything. But why? But the fruit has been grown in the wind of time. Amen, praise the Lord. The root down, amen, praise the Lord. And that's strong enough, amen, praise the Lord. The storm will not move the tree. And that's what we got to do, amen. If we want to be grounded, we got to be root, amen, praise the Lord. We got to be strong in God, amen, praise the Lord. When the storm comes, when the temptation comes, amen, praise the Lord, when the... Amen, praise the Lord. When the storm comes, amen, when the wind blows, amen, praise the Lord, amen, we'll be able to withstand again. You know, Peter said we got to be able to withstand the watch of the devil, amen, because the devil's like a roaring lion seeking who can make the devour. Amen. And nobody's too strong. The devil ain't going to come to tempt you. Praise the Lord. Everybody's going to be tempted. Even Jesus was tempted with all manner of temptation. But praise the Lord, he overcome that. Amen, praise the Lord. When Jesus was faced in 40 days and 40 nights, the devil come and tempted him 3 times. Amen. If he comes tempting if the devil tempt Jesus 3 times, amen, we are going to be tempted. Amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, we got to be ready. We got to be ready. We got to be strong enough. Amen, praise the Lord. And do like James says, so me, you there to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from us. Amen. But you know what? A lot of people use the scripture to say, well, you got to rebuke the devil. You got to rebuke the devil. And they forgot to say the rest of it, the beginning. He said, so me, you there to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We got to be submitted unto God. We got to be strong. We got to have a root.
Yes, Lord,
amen, praise the Lord. We got to be praying, and praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. On the good ground, amen, praise the Lord. Once again, when the storm comes, we'll be able to withstand the storm, the wind, amen, praise the Lord. And you see, we get a lot of hurricanes in Florida, amen, praise the Lord. And, you know, thank God, you know, all the trees in Florida, even though the ground is loose, but they still withstand because the roots is all way down, amen, praise the Lord. And they every hurricane that come, amen, praise the Lord, they just blow them down, up and down, amen, praise the Lord, but they're still root down, amen, praise the Lord. And that's how we got to be. We got to be strong in the Lord, amen, praise the Lord, and the mighty
amen.
Power, amen, praise the Lord. When the enemy comes, when temptation comes, that we'll be able to withstand, amen, praise the Lord, is able to fight, amen, praise the Lord, and come against everything that come against us, amen, praise the Lord. Because the Bible says, you know, in that day, the Bible says, amen, praise the Lord, that we were overcome by our testimony. We were overcome by our testimony. Amen, praise the Lord. And when we go through things, we can tell people, I already come from there. God delivered me from those things. God delivered me from the situation. Yeah, I went to the same, you know, we can tell people, because a lot of people go to the same things that we already win. Amen, praise the Lord. Well, if God delivered me for that, he will deliver you too. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's what we got to do, because we are testimony unto the people in the world to tell people, amen, praise the Lord, that God is real. Amen, praise the Lord, that God is real, and he will help us. He's right there with us. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He will with us even unto the end. Amen, praise the Lord. But right here on the, we will read 13 again. Says, and they on the rock, or they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, in time of temptation, fall away. In verse 14 says, and they which fail among the stones or they, which when they have heard, go forth and are choked with the cares and riches and pleasures and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. And you see, what a lot of people is doing today. They go to church, they hear the word of God, they go home, they go and do the things, you know. I mean, you know, I believe, amen, praise the Lord, people watch dirty movies, people watch any garbage on TV or whatever, amen, praise the Lord, they take the Spirit of God, they steal the Word of God, amen, praise the Lord. A lot of people, they say, well, I watch my soap operas, I can't miss my soap operas. Let me tell you something, that soap operas was destroy your spiritual life. We say, amen, praise the Lord, that will destroy the Spirit of God that is in you, that make it whole. Amen, praise the Lord. And Amen. Praise the Lord. And you, amen. Praise the Lord. Where the Spirit of God will leak out. Amen. Praise the Lord. And a lot of people was caught out with so many stuff and that's so much junk. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's, amen. Praise the Lord. I know they go to church and I know they mean good. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, when they stay at the altar or when they go to church, I will do this for God. I will do that for, I will do this. And when I will do this, but they walk away. Amen. Praise the Lord. The enemy deceived them and they forget what they promised God. They forget what they said they would do for God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And as they will steal the word of God from their soul, steal the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's why, amen. Praise the Lord. We got to pray. We got to pray that we be served. That Spirit of God will be in a good ground. Good, praise the Lord, where we can be strong in the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. When things come, when the enemy comes, amen. Praise the Lord. When every storm comes, that we able to withstand, amen, praise the Lord. And we can look back and say, thank God I went through this storm. Thank God I went through the rain. And thank God the wind come and I still stand, the name, amen, praise the Lord. No matter what we do, amen, praise the Lord. You know, a lot of times we read the book of Job, amen, praise the Lord. Job was, he was destroyed. He was destroyed financially. He was destroyed. Amen, praise the Lord. And he had a sickness on his body. So he stood in the word of God. Amen, praise the Lord. And he overcome. Amen, praise the Lord. I mean, you know, there was, you know, a lot of people making pictures of him, how he was. Amen, praise the Lord. When he had nothing on his body, praise the Lord. And this was sores. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen, but guess what? He was able to withstand. He was, because he believed in God. He was faithful to God, amen. And God loved him. And that's what God wants for us to do. He didn't promise that we won't go through things. He didn't promise that we didn't have no storms. He didn't promise that everything will be perfect. But he promised that he will be with us. He promised that he will deliver us from everything, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 32. If God be for us, who can be against us, amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, if God is for us, there's no power in earth. There's nothing in this world. There's no devil, amen, praise the Lord, can destroy us, amen, praise the Lord. If God is for us, amen, praise the Lord, he is the hot hour, amen, praise the Lord, in the time of trouble, amen, praise the Lord. He is, amen, praise the Lord, our shelter, amen, praise the Lord. He is, amen, praise the Lord, our counselor. Anything that we need, he is, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what he wants for us to realize, amen, praise the Lord, that he's right there with us, amen, praise the Lord. That we got to be planted and praise the Lord in good, solid ground, amen, praise the Lord. Well, amen, praise the Lord, that we got to be rooted down, amen. Hallelujah. When everything comes, amen, praise the Lord, we can, praise the Lord, we can be strong in the Lord and be able, amen, praise the Lord, to overcome everything. We can overcome everything. I know a lot of people say, well, the devil makes me do this. The devil ain't got no power. The devil ain't got no power over Christians. The devil ain't got no power over the Christians. Amen, praise the Lord. And I hear a lot of people say, well, somebody hurt me in the church. Somebody hurt me in the church. Let me tell you something. I know if I was going to go by Peter, I quit a long time ago, but thank God, amen, praise the Lord, that it doesn't matter what people say, I'm going through, amen, praise the Lord. I'm going to heaven. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. I'm going to make it in the name of Jesus because God is for me. If God be for me, who can be against me? Amen, praise the Lord. But I'm going to read this one more verse in verse 15. Saying, for the one on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. So that's what we got to be, church. That's what we got to be like the ones like in verse 15. We got to be like this. But they on the good ground are they which in honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. We can bring a good fruit with patience, amen, praise the Lord. I know a lot of times, it's like we're planting seed, it's like we don't see no fruit, amen, praise the Lord. But let me tell you something. Sometimes we got to get rid of the weed. We got to get rid of the worms. We got to get rid of the plague, amen, praise the Lord. We got to pray, amen, praise the Lord. If we don't see no fruit in our field, we got to pray, God, get rid of the pleasures. Get rid of all those things that handle me, that handle my harvest. We got to have a harvest, amen, amen, praise the Lord. Amen. We got to have a harvest, amen, praise the Lord, because with the harvest, we are no one of his, amen, praise the Lord. So we got to be like a tree. We got to plant it, praise the Lord. We got to be planted and then praise the Lord and be able, you know, the Bible says that he knows and then praise the Lord that we got to be like apples. If we are apples, we got to produce apples. If we are pear, we got to produce pear. You know, a lot of people, the Bible said that they know, they say, you know the tree by the fruit they bear, and then praise the Lord. What kind of fruit that people just bear, and then praise the Lord. What kind of tree are we? And then praise the Lord. Are we supposed to be up when we producing bananas? Are we, and then praise the Lord, are we a banana tree and we producing oranges? And then praise the Lord. I believe we got it. If we said that we are Christian, that's what we got to. We got to walk the walk and talk the talk. And then praise the Lord.
Yeah.
We got to live with, and praise the Lord. If we are Christians, amen, praise the Lord, the people can see, amen, praise the Lord, the difference. I'm not saying that we're supposed to be better, that we're supposed to be different, amen, praise the Lord. We're supposed to be different than anybody else, amen, praise the Lord. And that time that we live now, you can't tell no more the Christian from the world, amen, praise the Lord. The dress is like it, act like it, amen, praise the Lord. We cannot be imitators of the world. The world needs to be imitators of God's people, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what's going on with this world today, and then praise the Lord, the world, the church want to dress like the world, amen, praise the Lord. But we cannot be dressed like the world. We got to dress like God wants for us to be dressed. We got, amen, praise the Lord, we got to be different, amen, praise the Lord. Oh, everybody, well, I'm going to say this, amen, praise the Lord, everybody want to wear clothes that got holes in it. Amen, praise the Lord, because the world does. Amen, praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. Amen, I believe God give us better. Amen, I believe we're blessed than that. We don't have to wear clothes with the God holds in it, because God bless us. Amen, praise the Lord. God bless us, his people. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. I believe he wants for us to be different. We don't have to act like them. We don't have to be like them. Amen, praise the Lord, and we can be a godly people, amen, praise the Lord, and the people can see, amen, praise the Lord, who we are, amen, praise the Lord, and that we are a Christian, we are godly people, amen, praise the Lord, because like Brother Mount said, amen, praise the Lord, God has no change, amen, praise the Lord, what he told our daddy, grandparents to do, he says the same thing, he's no change, amen, praise the Lord, he's the same God today as he was 2,000 years ago, he's the same God today as he was 60 years ago, he's the same God today that when I got saved and he told me what to dress, how to act, amen, praise the Lord, he delivered me from all those things, and that's what God wants for us to do, amen, praise the Lord. I know a lot of people say, well, you don't have to, nobody perfect. Well, I got news for you. If you're going to go to heaven, you better be perfect. You better got to be perfect, spiritual perfect. I'm not talking about worldly perfect. I'm talking about a spiritual perfect. You got to have you perfect heart, amen, praise the Lord, and the perfection of God, amen, praise the Lord. So we just thank God, amen, praise the Lord, and I pray that somebody receive it. We pray, amen, praise the Lord, that we got to plant the seed. We got to plant the seed. We got to plant it, amen, praise the Lord, and let God, amen, praise the Lord. You know what Paul said? Amen, praise the Lord. Paul said, it's the solid planet, and that water, but God is the one to do the increase. Amen, praise the Lord. So we all working together with God, and some with planting, some with water, and somebody else, and God will give the increase. Amen. We cannot make things come. Everything that grows is because God make it grow. Amen, praise the Lord. All we got to do is plant it and water. Amen, praise the Lord, and God do the rest of it. Amen, praise the Lord. And I pray that somebody can bless. Amen, praise the Lord, and I thank you, amen, for the opportunity, amen, praise the Lord. I'll turn it back over to Sister Betty, amen.
Hey, Brother Willie, we appreciate you coming on. That was a good word. We're going to have Tim come around and sing a couple songs, and then Brother Miles, if you have anything else to say, then you can go ahead and obey God.
Well, this next long thing is Billy. This is one that Brother Willie was just talking about God, about the watering and everything. I'll just let you hear it.
If I get tangled up in my words when I start trying to talk, I'll just let the song that you're talking about work.
I know the Bible says pure and washed soul. And I know that from a tiny seed, God can make things grow. But there's gotta be a seed placed in the ground, watered by your spirit falling, playing around. will grow in the fertile soul of his word. One day it will be standing tall. Those who win will make it forward. When it is seen for water, then God may grow. Seeds are planted in our hearts. God may sow. And with proper care, a sprout appears. And then the leaves unfold. After God of these seeds placed in the ground. Water by the Spirit falling right around. And it will grow in the fertile soul of his word. One day it will be standing tall. Don't go. It's gonna be a seed placed in the ground. Water dog is very falling, laying around. And it will grow in the fertile soul of his word. One day it will be standing tall. Strong, strong wind will make it forward. When it is deep of water, then God may grow.
Different color garments, where God gets all the glory.
Amen.
You got something to say, Brother Miles? We're going to pray over these prayer requests before we go off. But we got about 26 minutes if you want to come back in and say anything.
Well, Sister Betty, I just think what I preached tonight is just what the Spirit was giving me. And, you know, the key to America, the key to the world, is going to be the Word of God. If it can't get into people's hearts, if it can't change us and turn us around, we're headed just like they call them lemmings. It was an animal. They'd follow each other. If they went to run, they'd run over a cliff. Every one of them would follow the other one to death. And that's what the people are doing today. They're running so hard after sin and changing and all this stuff, trying to change America, trying to change the world to suit them. Why don't they just get a hold of God and change themselves to suit Him? Because when they do, they're going to find out they'll be a lot happier with everything else. And, you know, that's the key to what we was preaching tonight. The Word of God, it changes you internally to where your external part pleases God too. And where people can see that there's been a change in you, to where other people get to want that change because you're happier than they are. You're not fighting everything in the world. You're not beating it to air trying to change things all the time. Having this and that and declaring this, declare that, and, oh, yeah, we're going to hold our signs up and do this. You won't be doing all that because you'd be worried about pleasing God and working and loving each other. See, we forgot about that. They taught that in school when I was a kid. They taught about loving each other and getting along, not fighting, not fuzzing, don't call names, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And the day you go to school, they're liable to have a big blowout and go to fighting each other, or they'll fight the teacher, knock the teacher in the head with something. Anything like it, we see it on the news. We see it where they get in fight on the streets. They'll just be walking down the street. Somebody run by and hit them in the face because there's a different color than them. Now, what sense does that actually make? That's destroying yourself along with the nation. If you come to love each other, they won't be any of that. And the only way you're going to do that is to let this seed of God come into your heart. Make that ground fertile where it can grow. And we can learn what love's all about again. See, love overcomes all this fighting and fussing and evil. Because if you love somebody, it's hard to fight against. You love your brother and sister. Y'all might get into squabbles, but let somebody else jump on them and you'll jump right in the fight to protect them. That's what I'm talking about. We need to get love for each other and throw this hatred and mess aside. That's just from the devil. That's a smoke screen.
Amen.
He don't want you to accept the Word of God. Tonight, the first time I've been filming these, every time I preach on here. And tonight I got to preaching and the tablet fell over two or three times. I'd stop, set it back up while I was preaching. The devil cannot stand it when you preach a word of wisdom to somebody. And the wisdom in, you know, you can fight all you want. We can separate into little groups and just your group's the only one that's right. They've done that called denominations in the church. But I got news for you. Jesus told them, don't think you're all there is. He said, I got sheep of other folds you know not of. So
Amen.
Don't think your denomination's the only one. Don't think your way's the only way. Because the ones that live by the Word of God, every one of them's going to make it in. Every one of them that learns how to love is going to make it. But every one of you that grows up on hatred, grows up on violence, grows up on crime, your end is already set. It's set for that lake of fire. And you can't escape it till you let the Word of God come into you, till He changes you. You can't free yourself from sin. That takes Jesus. And, friend, Jesus is the Word of God. And when that seed's planted in you, that sin debt, that stuff is thrown away in the depths of the sea. It'll never even be remembered no more by God. And you can stand before it just as clean and pure and holy because all that you did before is going to be wiped away. And all you got to do is just, why don't you love yourself first, you know? Quit feeling sorry for yourself because you're not like the rest of them that's protesting. So I'm going to go press face with them and try to be like them. That's not worth nothing. Be like this. We'll all be like each other if we all love God. We'll all love each other if we love God. Our nation will truly be joined together. All the divisions will be gone. These big companies that always want to separate and destroy us and stuff, they only do that where they have markets to market in. Grow up, learn what this world's about, and then learn what God's about. He's about love. He's about forgiveness. He's about mercy. He's about grace. He's about salvation. He's about eternal life. And you're not going to get eternal life down here. You're going to have a rough life of fighting against everything that you don't like. And then when it's over and you die, you never did win the war anyway. Stuff you don't like will still be all around you. Because that's what this world does. It's a trickster. It fools you because Satan is the one that rules this world. He's the one that walks around. He said he's the power of the prince of the air. That's all he does. He's a blowhard. He wants to blow trouble and deceit and everything into everybody's lives. But Jesus came down here to set us free. And he said, whom the Lord has set free, they're free indeed. We don't have to live like that. We don't have to live hating each other. You don't have to Chicago. You don't have to all have all them murders every weekend. You don't have to just drive down the street and shoot people, killing little babies and kids. Well, you didn't mean to shoot them. Well, you shot, didn't you? It's your fault. Put the guns down, take the Bibles up, and I'll guarantee you'll be a happier person. You'll have a happier life. You'll have a better community. You'll have a better land. You'll have a better country, and we'll all have a better world. And it's time to get rid of the violence, the hatred, the just all this jealousy because somebody else seems to have more than us. Well, I've lived poor all my life. I ain't never had nothing I didn't have to work for and work hard. But guess what? I've always had enough. I've always had food. I've always had clothes. I've always had a place to lay my head at night. And if that ain't enough for you, something's wrong anyway, because I also got Jesus. So I've got it all. I've got forever took care of but of you. And today, that's what I wanted to say. We don't have to live like this no more. We don't have to live where every day on the news, some new groups popping up won't become against everybody else. There's no sense in that. It makes no sense. You just fill in your head full of nonsense, and Jesus wants to fill it full of love. Let him in. Friend, take the walls down and let Jesus come in. And I guarantee you, we can call each other brother and sister and love each other like we're real brothers and sisters because we'll be with one Father, and that's God. And that's what I want to say. I love this nation, and I love the world. I love the people in it. But if we can't learn to love ourselves enough to stop fighting, then we're going to perish. We're going to perish off this earth. Global warming is not your biggest enemy. It's you.
Come on, brother.
And that's what it's got to be. Make up your mind this night. Are you still going to serve Satan knowing that he's ruining your life, ruining your community, tearing your cities apart, burning them down, looting everything you come in contact with in the name of some equality or somebody done this or something happened over here and I didn't like it? Well, I have a lot of things I don't like, but you don't see me doing that. I pray about it. I ask God to correct it. And why don't you get in and help me pray? Maybe we can change this world, but we're going to get back to praying. We've got to get back to seeking God in our nation and in our lives and in our schools and our communities and let the kids start back like they used to be. Let them have Bible study at the first of class where they can quote verses. Let them pray before they start their classes in the morning. You think that ruined the kids? It didn't ruin us back then. We grew up to be the greatest generation ever. We're still going for God. We never changed. We learned something in school, and we loved our teachers, and they loved us. They were good to us. Yeah. And if we don't get back like that, people, teachers' unions, they're nothing. It's the teachers themselves that have contact with the kids. So they may have power, but they don't have power over God. They don't have power to take away God or the memory and the thoughts of God and the love of the Word. That's going to be forever. And you can't change a Christian's heart no matter what you do. So it don't matter what laws y'all pass or whatever you tear down, we're still going to love God. And we're never going to quit. And I pray that everybody else gets a hold of this night. Because it's high time that we listen. It's high time we let the Word of God on the inside where it can show on the outside. I love all that.
Amen.
You may not love me. I may be the wrong skin color for you. But skin color ain't going to get you to heaven. It ain't going to keep you out of hell. You need to know that this night. That the only thing that's going to make a difference is, just like Martin Luther King said, it's the condition of your heart. It's the content of what you are inside. That's what's going to save you. That's what's going to curse you. I love
Amen.
All of you. And I pray that everybody gets something out of this service tonight. It was a service. God ministered tonight. And I pray y'all get a hold of it. I love all of you. Turn back to you, sister.
Amen.
Okay, Brother Miles, do you have any prayer requests?
Yeah, I want everybody to help me pray for all my lost children, grandchildren, loved ones in the family, and all my neighbors and friends. They, so many sick. I mean, it's just like everywhere else. There's so many sick and dying and getting this, some so old, you know, they're leaving the world. And just pray that all of them leave ready if they leave. Because these young people dying. Oh, look at that! Them little kids that got shot over 4th of July weekend. Little kids. Now, think about the ones that did that and snuffed out a life that never had a chance to live. And we're doing it every day in America. It's called abortion. And somebody got to pay for that someday. And people wake up.
Amen.
I just asked everybody, wake up tonight. God loves you. He loves all of us. And he wants us all to come to repentance. I pray that for my family and the families of this world tonight, that you be guided by the Spirit, and I guarantee you'll never fall off the cliff.
Amen.
Good word. Brother Willard, do you have any prayer requests?
Yes, it's all like we have to continue to pray for all my family that needs the Lord, and continue to pray for Lily's brother Junior. He went back to the hospital today. He started bleeding again, and they can stop the bleeding. They already gave him 2 pints of blood, and they're still bleeding. Just continue to pray for him. Continue to pray for him, and we'll actually pray for both of them, the whole brothers, and they need the Lord and a miracle. Amen. Praise the Lord. And just continue to pray. Continue to pray for the nation. Continue to pray for, I don't know, I guess everybody hope, but the president of Haiti got killed. And his wife is in the hospital, and I think he got saved last year. He believed in Jesus Christ and believed that God will heal the nation, and the whole nation was praying for Calvin to leave the country. And you know, and that's what it's about. You know, people hate Christians, and that's
Amen.
What we gotta pray. We gotta pray for another one. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, once again, you know, this God is still under control. We gotta put everything on His hands. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so just continue to pray for the nation. Like I said, pray for the president as well. I think she's in the hospital and in bad shape. And continue to pray for her. And pray for, continue to pray for our church. And pray for all the churches, you know. And there's a lot of people there that need miracles. They need it, you know. We need to pray. You know, a lot of people say the last days God's going to send a revival. So, you know, my Bible says, my prayer the last days, meaning we're wax cold. And we praise the Lord, but, you know, so this is the same body. We got to pray that we got to, you know, pray and praise the Lord that God will put conviction on people, and we continue planting the seed and tell people about Jesus, and praise the Lord, and God will do the rest of it. And praise the Lord, He's the one that will do the growth. And praise the Lord. So, and we just looking about everybody come be with us. And praise the Lord. 214 03 in Barnell, Georgia. And praise the Lord. And we got a service that started on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock in school and worship 11 and 6 o'clock in the evening. Amen. Praise the Lord. Service. And we love for everybody west to be with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so, yes, I say you continue to pray for the nation. And so many people there, so many people for the Laos, the backsliders, and the people there that's in bad situation. Just pray for them. And
Amen.
God will, you know, they will call upon the name of the Lord, because God will have mercy upon them. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. We have many prayer requests here. A lot of them needing miracles. A lady that we used to go to church with, Debbie McWinney, has had a stroke. Keep praying for her that God will touch her. Tracy Young has COVID and needs prayer. Ann Hodges says to please pray for her. The stress is killing her. Josh has a brain bleed on both sides, and we just speak Ezekiel 16:6 over him and also over Junior that the blood will stop. And this guy named Josh also has a fractured spine. Sherry Sexton says she's needing prayer for her great-granddaughter. It's supposed to be born today, and pray for the mother and the baby that they'll both be safe. And Connie Fortner of the McCamey Singers fell and broke her nose and hurt her shoulder today, so remember her. Sheila Stott lost her aunt. Remember that family and remember all the families that have lost their loved ones. Pray for Gladys and Tim and Brian and Chelsea that need salvation. Remember Brother James's mother, Willa Dean. Her heart rate keeps going down and she needs strength in her body, and just keep praying for her. And Brother James needs healing in his wrist and his fingers. The nerves are messed up. So pray for him, and let's remember Junior. He needs a miracle in his body. And Brother Melvin Harder had come from Arizona to do his grandson's wedding this past week and ended up with viral COVID in his lungs. And he was in the hospital in South Carolina for several days. He's in Knoxville right now resting at his daughter's house before he tries to head back home on Saturday if his wife's well enough to go back home. So just remember them. Remember my sister. She's she started out last week coming from Oregon, and she's up in Ohio right now, and tomorrow they're starting down this way to come see us. So just pray for traveling mercies for her and her family. Remember Dusty Hicks, the young man that got saved on the broadcast a few months back. He's in the hospital in desperate need of prayer. He's very sick, and they can't find out what's wrong with him. They already done a bone marrow on him, and the tests haven't come back yet. So, and then they done a spinal tap on him. So just remember him and all his family. Janice McJunkin says that she needs prayer, that the doctor's telling her that her dementia is getting worse. She said that she knows God can heal it. And Sissy Cribb, she needs a miracle in her body. Frances Allen says to pray for her sister, Shirley, that fell last night and broke her knee. Brother Cletus McLean is fighting COVID, so remember him. Carolyn Berner says to pray for her daughter, Diane. She was having back surgery today. Tina Hazel Baker is having migraines, and it's making her sick to her stomach, and she's also having swallowing problems again. Remember Angie McLemore's mom, Nellie. That's our pastor's sister. She's had infection in her head and in her eye. And last week she was better, but now it's swelling up again, and it's infected again, and I guess she's probably back in the hospital again. So just remember Nellie, remember his other sister, Irene, that she's got a lot of health problems, so just remember her. I think she had pneumonia. Let's remember to pray for Bonnie's legs and her eyes, and pray for Billy's lungs, and just pray for that whole family. And my brother Larry's in the hospital waiting to get vascular surgery, so just pray for him. And let's pray for this country. Like Brother Miles was saying, we need to pray for this country that God will turn the people back to him. And let's remember my brother-in-law. He's got that Lyme disease, and Isom Lam also has the Lyme disease. Let's pray for Nancy Cook Wickelman. She's needing our prayers. Frankie Jane Yearwood needs healing. Liz Yearwood needs healing. And let's remember Brother Willie and Sister Lily and Barnelfo Gospel. And let's remember Willie's people in Mexico that need salvation and the ones that need healing. Let's remember Brother Roger, Maria, and Nathan. They need our prayers. Let's remember a guy that was in a dune buggy accident yesterday. He's in the Erlanger Hospital with over 100 stitches in his head and also some more problems from the wreck. To remember him, Sissy needs a miracle. Josh fell from a roof and landed on his head on a brick surface. He's needing God's healing touch. Denise Pollard's father had a stroke and messed his mind up, and she's having to take care of him, and she's needing God's strength. And let's pray for all the ones that say that they're Christians and that say they're living for the Lord, but they never dart in the church, and they just ain't got the fruits that, you know, to be a Christian. The fruits ain't bearing it. Just pray for all them, that God will get a hold of them and really turn their lives around. And let's pray for all the ones in the hospitals, the nursing homes, the jails. Pam's aunt, Wanda Bibbins, needs healing in her body. Betty Malone had shoulder surgery, and she's needing God's healing touch. Roy Sexton needs healing. Pray for the Hale family. And there's just so many more. And let's just pray for all the ones out in on the Facebook that needs God's healing touch or needs knows of somebody that needs a healing, somebody that needs salvation. Somebody might be listening that ain't a Christian that needs to be saved. Let's remember all them on Facebook. We really appreciate everybody coming in and listening to us, and just tell your friends and your family all about it and share this broadcast out if you don't mind. And we're just going to go to the Lord in prayer and pray for all the needs of everybody out there and all the people on Facebook. Okay, let's go ahead and pray for them. Lord, we just pray for you. We just thank you, God, that you are the great physician, that nothing's too hard for you. We just pray for God, for the ones who need to be saved. We just pray for you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we need to know you, 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 God, let them
Lord, overcome, Lord, the works of the devil. Lord, overcome every
Everybody for all the new listeners, and we'll talk to you next week. We love y'all. God bless.
God bless. Love y'all. Love everybody.
God bless. Love everybody. God bless. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.